From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The first sounds of summer are blaring from my car speakers, and it's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. It's Tilly and the Wall. The band from Omaha's second record continues to be propelled by the tap-dancing feet of Jamie Williams and the contagious melodies the band writes and sings. Their new CD is called Bottoms of Barrels, and this is Rainbows in the Dark.
So the fortunate kids, yeah, they left on their lights and they stuck up their noses and started some fights. Their parents all cackled at dirt on my hands while my father was slaving, my mother explaining. Sometimes that's just how it is. So my sister went kissing a maple skin boy, finally held up her fist, said, I'm done being coy. And the neighborhood board started buzzing with joy. We finally had front page news. Although it was sad, I couldn't help but laugh. Such ridiculous hate in the hot summer sweat. I laid on my back, let the punk record spin. The sobbing guitar, it was shooting out stars. It all went to my heart. We cast some rainbows in the dark. So I called out danger, my friends and some strangers. They stumbled and wavered, but caught me a savior. They slipped me the blood in the whole of the body, but I didn't feel the change. Then I met a man with a fist for a hand, held me flat on my back, taught me how to give in. Some phrases were shot, pretty roses got tossed, the gift of a fat lip grin. Now the drill in my teeth while I'm soiling sheets with my lover, she's counting the diamonds on rings. And even when truth doesn't help with the sting, out of no number, some harsh looking color, you pull immaculate change. No need for a thousand cranes. So I thank the city, the lives that it's spinning, the friends that I have in, the shoes when I'm shining, the drunk horn so violent, I'm spitting out sounds of the colors so vibrant, the colors so loud, the newly born crying, realizing what life is, the eyes of my grandfather right before dying, the seesaw ball with its rickety balance, the feeling I'm coming, the feeling I'm going, the mother, the child, the tame and the wild, the spray painted minor, the gold in the tire, the crooked, the straight, all the hip and the fake. Oh, I finally feel it, the stitching of beautiful scenes.
Sometimes you just can't hold back the river. 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 Hold back the river. Hold back the river. Hold back the river.
The unique and wonderful sounds of Tilly and the Wall, two guys and three women based in Omaha, Nebraska. The new CD came out. It's called Bottoms of Barrels, a follow-up to their delightful 2004 record, Wild Like Children. You can hear Chili and the Wall in concert on All Songs Considered. Their show was the first in our concert series we presented back in January of 2005. That show and so very many more concerts can be found in our archives, including our recent show with the Walkman. Go to npr.org/allsongs, and there on the left side of the page is a list of 25 or so shows for you to enjoy. In the summer of 79, two guys and three women from Leeds put out a catchy single. The British band was the Delta Five. They were part of a music scene that grew out of the art school there in Leeds. Their more famous friends were the Gang of Four and the Mekons. All three bands had a characteristic angular guitar sense, power chords falling on odd beats. The songs of the Mekons and the Gang of Four leaned politically left. The songs of the Delta Five dealt more with the personal than the political. This is the first single. Notice two bass players in this song. It's called Mind Your Own Business. Delta 5. Their first single from September 1979 called Mind Your Own Business. The new collection of Delta 5 music is called Singles and Sessions 1979 to 1981. A new CD sparked a controversy here. The CD's called 80s Hits Stripped, acoustic versions of the 80s greatest hits. And the question was, what was the worst decade for pop music? A few responses. First, from our producer Robin Hilton, who's certain it was the 80s. With its hair bands, bad synthesizers, and overproduction, I thought it was the 70s, because it's the year I finally turned off pop radio when disco took over pop culture. But then I saw the song collection on this record of the 80s stripped, and I knew Robin was right.
Yeah. Jenna, Jenna, who can I turn to? You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others before, who saw your name and number on the wall. Hey, John, I've got your number. I need to make you mine. John, and don't change your number. 8675309.
8675309.
8675309.
8675309.
Well, Jenna, Jenna, you're the girl for me. Don't know me, but you make me so damn happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed.
I still am.
Johnny, I got your number. I need to make you.
Tommy Two Tone from a CD of 80s hits done without all that production and without all that hair. That, of course, was 8675309, Jenny. This CD includes music by Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, Heart performing These Dreams, Colin Hay of Men at Work, remember them, the song called Down Under. What do you think the worst decade was for pop music? Take a look at Robin Hilton's music blog and send your thoughts. A link will be found on the All Songs Considered page. And of course, there are many blogs, some musical, others political, at our website, npr.org. I'm in need of a palate cleanser. There's a recent reissue of music performed by the great tenor sax player Coleman Hawkins. Let's listen to him do this Jerome Kern tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins, a great tenor saxophonist known for his playing in Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in the 30s when Louis Armstrong played the trumpet, and later for a solo on a version of Body and Soul. Hawkins would later be the father to bebop on sessions with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie. Coleman Hawkins died in 1969. The collection we played is part of a terrific new series on Prestige called Prestige Profiles, and this CD includes recordings made in the late 1950s and early 60s. Terrific standards are on the CD, including In a Mellow Tone, The Ellington Tune, and I'll Never Be the Same. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I Am Robot and Proud is the moniker that Shauhan Leem uses to record his gentle, electronic-based music. It reminds me a bit of instrumental songs by the Postal Service. Shauhan Leem performs and writes the music on the CD called The Electricity in Your House Wants to Sing. This song's called The Work. Thank you. the music of Shahan Lim, recording under the name I Am Robot and Proud. The CD's called The Electricity in Your House Wants to Sing. New Buffalo is the name Sally Seltman records under. She's Australian, and for her, it was an album by Marilyn Monroe that she got when she was about 16 that influences the way she sings and the way she arranges her songs. She also mentions Sigur Rós, the dreamy band from Iceland, and Olivia Newton-John as artists that have changed and shaped her music. None of this prepares you for the remix of a track from New Buffalo's 2005 CD, The Last Beautiful Day. This song's called I've Got You and You've Got Me.
So bad, making all the props, sitting on my swing, giving all I've got, but when I dim the lights, forgetting my stage fright, I find my little smile, 'cause I've got you. Thank you.
New Buffalo, a tune remixed by Canada's Broken Social Scene and recently featured on an ad for Crest Toothpaste, of all things. The song is called I've Got You and You've Got Me. The remix is on a recently released EP simply called New Buffalo. From Senegal comes the music of Sheik Lo, though Sheik Lo doesn't simply play traditional Senegalese music. In fact, Sheik Lo and his producer Nick Gold traveled to Brazil to figure out the rhythms for this record. You may know Nick Gold's name. Gold produced those amazing Cuban recordings with the Buena Vista Social Club that made such an impact on the way the world heard Cuban music. Listen to this from Sheik Lo with percussion help from the Brazilian musician drummer Carlinhos Brown. I'm Bob Boylan with producer Robin Hilton. Kimberly Jones was our engineer. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Niño.